This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, never forget about band.video, where there's so much great content, a lot we don't even get to here on air. Like, for example, Gregory's special reports, John Bound's special reports, other special reports, some fun stuff we do. Here's the latest report from Gregory. It's a very powerful piece about the global tyranny we are now going under.
If you want to know the enemy, read their agenda in their own documents. In their weekly strategic intelligence newsletter, the World Economic Forum spotlighted the fourth industrial revolution, which they define as a fundamental change in the ways we live and work, merging the physical, digital, and biological worlds, and fusing technologies in ways that create both promise and peril. They link to a library of articles on the subject and give us the trending top five. Requiring vaccine passports for certain activities, discrimination, or behavioral change. Except when the subject of discrimination comes up, it has nothing to do with a person's rights not to be vaccinated. The so-called discrimination has to do with lower income countries not getting the jab until 2022. The doublespeak is that not getting a vaccine for an imaginary virus is discrimination. The author, Joan Costa y Font, an associate professor of political science at the London School of Economics, writes that taking a vaccine is pro-social behavior and described those who would refuse a vaccine as vaccine resistant. Costa y Font went on to describe these people as contrarians, stating that their very existence might be healthy for the rest of us, and that vaccine passports would change their behavior by forcing them to get vaccinated if they wanted to travel. Costa y Font wrote that those who comply do so to virtue signal, and that this should be used as a way to push the vaccine passport. And if anyone thinks he's concerned about a dangerous pandemic, he also wrote that the use of passports should be limited to non-essential services. The next article, written by senior executive at Mitsubishi Chemical Corporation, warns that the world has only 10 years to change course before ultimate climate disaster. And the only way to save the world is to give government leaders oversight of policy, regulation, and research and development of all the world's industry. Sounds like old school communism, but they are now calling it circularity. In The Efficacy of COVID-19 Vaccines is Linked to Good Nutrition, the author admits that a healthy diet and nutrition will strengthen the immune system and protect a person from infection. But the efficacy to be concerned about is how malnutrition can affect the quality of immune response to vaccination. And what is of utmost importance is providing information on COVID-19 vaccines. A boring article on carbon revenue and the redistribution of wealth. And finally, how happiness, anger, and anxiety can help you negotiate, which speaks to their mentally ill communist cult selling the anti-human agenda on how it would be wise to reserve happiness and how anger can lead to gains by soliciting concessions from the counterpart. However, the anger must be deeply felt. The World Economic Forum is indeed a weird cult of big bank multinational corporation weirdos. But this is reality. Without any sort of resistance, this global communist model is what's coming to your new normal. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And of course, that can be found at band.video. All brought to you by the World Economic Forum that has 666, the mark of the beast, in its logo, telling you it's evil. We are Satan, but accept us anyway.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got a report coming up from Alex in the next segment. In the meantime, though, I'm going to drink this Wake Up America Patriot blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. It's so delicious. My favorite coffee. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWar. All right, I'm just going to do a news blitz here and just pile drive through the rest of this news before the Alex report comes up. And if I can get through all of it, maybe we can take a couple segments for your phone calls. And I also imagine I'll just open up the war room today at 3 o'clock p.m. Central and just open that up for phone calls too, just because I'll already have covered all of this news. But let me get focused here and just pile drive through the rest of this news here. From InfoWars.com, translator of Biden's inauguration poem says he was kicked off project because he's not black or female. So eventually, I guess that means Biden will step aside because he's a white male too. But in a funnier translation event, oh man, I forget the lady's name. Guys, see if you can find this. It was either yesterday or Wednesday. A member from the Biden team is addressing the issue at the southern border. And at the end of the address says, in English, the border is not open. The border is not open. And then in Spanish, to speak to the Hispanic audience or the people that speak Spanish. And then so she tries to speak in Spanish and she says, the border is not closed. So was that intentional to tell people to come in, or was it a slip up? And she says that the border is not closed accidentally because she can't speak Spanish. Yeah, there it is right there. Again, though, in that story, they're not telling you when she does the Spanish translation, she tells people in Spanish that the border is not closed. Not very bright, these characters that the Biden administration has put in. And, you know, in my head last night, like, for example, the crew pulled up the picture of all the people from Antifa that have been arrested. I mean, look at this freak. Look at this freak. This is not, I'm telling you, I'm every day goes by, I'm debating just going full on alien invasion. I mean, you look at these people, man, they don't look human. There's something off there. And so it's kind of like when you put together the mosaic of all the Antifa in Portland, and they look alien. They don't even look human. You could do the same thing with all these top Democrats and all these Biden appointees. They don't look human. There's something off there. Even Biden doesn't look like he's there. But he has in the past. But yeah, look at that. What is that? What is Rachel Devine? What is Nancy Pelosi? What are these freaks? Seriously, I'm almost to the point. These are just alien invasions. But it's like, you know, demons possessing souls. Call it aliens, call it demons, call it whatever you want. These are demons. These are aliens. They're occupying human meat suits. Just like in They Live, the formaldehyde face. But it's getting so bad, they're beginning to get to the point where they don't even look human, folks. They don't even look human anymore. So the Biden team says that the border is open, whether accidentally or intentionally, I don't know. Meanwhile, almost 9,000 child migrants in federal care facilities. Oh, I thought we were getting rid of the kids in cages. No, they're packed in. Facilities are overflowing. They now may have to open up a NASA facility in California. A giant NASA facility in California may have to be opened up now to take in all the illegal immigration overflow. And they stack them one on top of another, all testing positive for COVID. It's all good. It's all good, baby. Yeah. We want to stop COVID, but only if it's an American spreading it. If it's somebody who came across the southern border, well, that's just fine. Speaking of a problem that they're having with migration, in the UK, heartbreaking story, and it turns out this is a regular thing, which we kind of already knew, but this is just crazy. So it came out today in CNN and other outlets, though. Police identify body of Sarah Everard, who went missing in London. So this 33-year-old girl walking around the streets of London disappears for days. Nobody knows where she is. They eventually find her dead body 50 miles from the scene, obviously raped and tortured. And so you read into it a little bit, and then you find out there's these other stories. No woman should live in fear of going out. It's time their voices were listened to. And that was in the Mirror. Now, remember, it was 2 or 3 years ago where you had the series of migrant rapes in Germany, in Sweden, in France. And so the response by the liberal politicians who let all the migrants who are in there raping people, and then the media says, well, that's just their culture. So their culture is rape, and they want to culturally enrich you with their rape. And the Democrats are promoting all of it, and the liberals and the European Union are promoting all of it, and in the UK. And so, but remember, when you had these series of migrant rapes that they said was just, oh, that's just their culture to come in here and rape you from North Africa or the Middle East. They just get to rape you. That's their culture. You don't get culture, but they do when they rape you. And so they said, well, we're going to give women now in Sweden bracelets that say, please don't rape me, because that will stop the assailant. The migrant from North Africa or the Middle East is getting ready to rape you, a woman in Sweden, and then you show your wristband and you say, no, it says don't rape me. And they say, oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I won't rape you now. That's their culture, though. See, I'm not here to rape you. I'm here to culturally enrich you. So it turns out this is normal for women in Europe. They have fear going out in the streets. They have fear going out at night. They can't go out by themselves because they're afraid they're going to get raped and tortured by the migrant gangs that are roaming around the cities. Imagine that. Anti-rape wristbands, do they work? Is it a gun? No. A gun would work, but they don't want you to have a gun either. Because then you'd have to culturally enrich them before they culturally enrich you. And then the rape doesn't happen, and the Democrats and the liberals don't want that. So it turns out in the UK, in Europe, women can't even walk the streets anymore. They can't go out alone. They're scared to death that they're going to get raped and tortured by migrants. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just wonderful, I say? But there's your anti-rape wristband. Yeah, that'll stop them. Congratulations. You now have an anti-rape wristband. Meanwhile, this is just hilarious. CNN publishes this story, you know, because it's all about victims. Talking about during the pandemic, guys, I'm going to need a doc cam shot here because you're not even going to believe this, folks. Story on CNN about people struggling in California during the pandemic because the governor shut down and killed the economy, so they're starving to death. Now, look at the image that CNN uses here for this story, trying to humanize the struggle because of the fake pandemic, all brought on by Democrat Party politics and Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci faking a pandemic. Sometimes we eat, Sometimes we don't. Some families are struggling to eat during the pandemic. And folks, they show a lady on here who's at least 300 pounds. I mean, morbidly obese. Probably hasn't seen her undercarriage in decades. Excuse me. So this is what I'm saying, though. I've been saying this. The reason why you don't have a real uprising in America is because poor people are fat. If poor people were actually starving, then there would be legitimate uprisings like you see in communist countries. But see, what they've done here in America is smart. They've kept food prices down enough so that people can still be fat on the hog while living in poverty. And so this, they use this woman to virtue signal and say people are starving in the fake pandemic, and the woman is over 300 pounds and morbidly obese and the number one risk for catching COVID. But it doesn't even stop there. You see these pictures of the refugees illegally crossing the southern border, and they're 500 pounds too. And it says a starving refugee checks her iPhone. Yeah, a starving poor refugee that weighs 350 pounds and has an iPhone.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the live edition of the Alex Jones Show. This is a taped transmission I'm sending out to you, taped on this Friday morning. But Owen Schroyer is live on air right now. He'll be back in just a few minutes. But I have been encouraged by a lot of really smart people, formerly in the highest positions of U.S. intelligence, to take more of the videos where I predicted things in the past and to air those. And we have hundreds and hundreds of these that our archivist has been finding. Because at one level, I'm not trying to brag whenever I show these videos. It's so people understand that we really know what we're talking about then. We know what we're talking about now. And people should really listen. So here are a bunch of excerpts from 2010 with myself and another really smart guy, Alan Watt, on the show. It's a seven-minute compilation from 2010 on more than seven different dates. And so if you're a radio listener, you'll hear a second or two pause between each clip. That's for TV viewers. We're showing the date of when this was broadcast, when this was transmitted. Now, the New World Order hopes in the future, when they're actually carrying out the total mass extermination, there'll be total AI censorship, control of everybody. And so the only way these clips in the future, if they're successful, will be alive is on hidden hard drives, DVDs, and things that you share in what is low-tech today. What is low-tech today in the future will be even more low-tech because the globalists are about 20, 30, 40, 50 years, depending on the technology ahead of us. I don't want us to get to this point. But just like I didn't want 10 years ago for us to get to the point we're at now, we're on a path like a roadmap. Like if I'm driving down from Omaha, Nebraska, and then I know the big cities I'm going to go through, and then I'm going to hit Oklahoma City, and then next I'm going to hit Dallas, and next I'm going to hit Waco, Temple, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, you know, I started telling people back when we were up in Omaha, to use that analogy, and now we're all the way down to Oklahoma City. By the time you get down to Austin, I mean, we're talking billions being killed, robots on the streets, combat robots, all of it, which you're now seeing. Again, I didn't envision all this. The globalists said they'd do it. It's a real plan. We're insane if we don't stop it. It's a post-human future. So here is seven-minute excerpts from 11 years ago of us laying this out right here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for keeping us on air. Thanks for keeping us in attack formation. Without you, we would not even have this platform today to be able to warn the world.
We have a psychotic group of eugenicists that openly say they want to brain damage us and make us servile ahead of just openly releasing mega bio weapons to kill basically the majority of the population.
All the eugenics and the soft kill that we've seen, again, soft kill is something that kills you 20 years later, so you don't know what killed you. You don't know what caused the disease. You don't understand the underlying chemical or biological precursors or binary systems that mix together to create that degenerative disease. What does James Bond say to Goldfinger? He says, "Do you expect me to talk?" "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die." This is about shutting us down, bankrupting us, and then coming in with the soft kill weapons. Bill Joy, why the future doesn't need us. And he has a meeting with several hundred top technology leaders and owners, and they just said, they had a discussion. Do we kill everybody? We don't need them anymore? Or do we give them mindless games and entertainment? And the decision is basically soft kill you, slowly sterilize you, and get rid of your generations that way. All these eugenicists, all these scientists that think they're saving the earth by dumbing people down ahead of the mass culling. They first got them rendered you servile and drugged, so when they release the mega plagues and start killing everybody, you've heard Dr. Pianca say, "Coming soon," and he got a standing ovation at the Texas Academy of Sciences. It went on for minutes, the paper reported. Remember that? We talked about it and became national news. He goes to Europe and gets awards from the royalty over there. He projected red skulls on the wall in the PowerPoint and said, the time is coming when we will 90% die when the airborne Ebola comes. I am sad for my family, but it's good for the earth. We will die. It is going to be beautiful. And standing ovation. Oh, people, oh, yes, oh. The time of the control freak orgy is coming. The time of the mass death is coming. The Republic has succumbed to the chemicals in the water, and now they're going straight to the end game of an injection that turns you into a biological android, and the cops are going to hold everybody down. They're going to do it themselves, and they just want to lose their soul, their body. They love it. They love it because they feel that petty power trip of submitting, and so good. Your family, your whole family line, they plan to neutralize us psychologically before they just release mega plagues and actually kill you. They even said last week in the British papers, it's time to stop mincing words. We need to start getting rid of everybody. I mean, they're now coming out. They're getting really ready for the hot kill weapons. And so for the people out there that are laughing right now, you know, when they release these, if we're unable to stop them, just I want you, at least while you're dying, to know who killed you. The news will be telling you Al-Qaeda did it. But how long do you think they really start the mass plagues? Because they've just been testing the soft kills up until now. They really want to devastate and kill a lot of people.
Well, they do, and that was all part of the fake swine flu and other flu, and avian flu before that, too, remember, too, that fizzled off.
And SARS.
It's getting as used to the idea that it's definitely coming, and that's what even the professors will tell their students in university, the plague is just around the corner, and so they will release it when it's the right time, when people are dumbed down enough to simply die off quietly and say, oh, well, what could they do? They tried their best, and most folk actually, unfortunately, will go that way, but it's coming. There's no doubt about it. It's coming, and remember, too, I've gone into bacterial viral warfare in a big way over the years, and in all the writings that they've disclosed to the public on these topics from the governments themselves, they admit that for every plague that they create in the laboratory, and they've got thousands of them since World War II, they had lots during World War II, in fact, they created in the lab, they always must have, by international law, the antidote for them as well at every stage of mutation of virus or bacterium. So they have them, and the bigwigs themselves, of course, will get a real inoculation that will prevent them from catching it. And that's one of the incentives to get on board for those who are climbing the ladder, of course, is to get up there and to make sure that you and your family, that's promised that your family will also be preserved and looked after. But it's all in the name of bringing down the population, because we, you see, the useless eaters are now unsustainable. We are using the resources, they claim, that will feed their families, you know, the right kind of people's families who should survive, to feed them for thousands of years. So they must get rid of us now. That's what they're openly saying, and you're quite right. They are openly saying it now. They aren't hiding anything. Yeah.
Well, first they're going to collapse the population, give people inoculations for flu that have the viruses that will destroy the resistance centers. So what? I mean, if we don't back them off, I mean, they're already slaughtering people en masse in Latin America and Africa. They've been admittedly caught over and over again. What's the time frame, Alan, when they'll really start releasing megadeth on people?
I'm sure, you know, like everything else that they do, I'm sure 9/11 was planned probably 40 years before they hit it. That's how they do things, a long-term business plan.
Northwoods was 40 years, about 30 years before, yeah.
Yeah, and so they'll have a definite timetable. They'll know exactly when the public's ready to accept it by how dumb we are in the polls they constantly take, and then they will release it.
You are being poisoned. You have got to choose sides. And there's no decision. You're already on our side. You're already slated for extermination. Slow, soft kill extermination, getting more and more intense. The system's already tested how to roll out a new plague, have a celebrity lead the plague, and to make sure they manage the plague so that real cures and the real cause is never found.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Renditions of America the Beautiful there by Ray Charles. Back in the day when we had pride, back in the day where we loved our country, we understood what it meant and how important it was. We've fallen far from that grace. And a perfect example is what's going on with the George Floyd case right now, where we have breaking news Minneapolis City Council has just approved a $27 million settlement with George Floyd's family. Wow. Boy, they should just walk away with their riches that their sadly drug-addicted criminal family member George Floyd just got for them. Wow. Talk about a victory. This country is so messed up, man. And it was Robert Barnes that was saying that the average payout in a situation like this is less than $1 million. So how did Floyd's family get $27 million? Well, I'll tell you how, because the terrorist mobs led by the Democrat Party and their media cohorts had already burned Minneapolis to the ground once, and they were set to do it again. And if you think, though, $27 million is going to stop that from happening, you got a sad reality about to hit you in the face. The trial for Chauvin is ongoing. The trial for the other officers involved starts in August. And, you know, the judge said something this morning that indicates he wants to play this thing square. Judge bars prosecution from describing George Floyd as a gentle giant at Chauvin trial. Yeah, because that's a lie. You could describe him as a drug addict. That would be honest. A criminal. That would be honest. You already had one shooting at the George Floyd Autonomous Zone in Minneapolis. You've had thousands of people out there ready to burn the city to the ground if a result comes out that they don't like, which is any result. Even if they hung Chauvin in the streets of Minneapolis, they'd still riot. Because that's what they want. You're only empowering them. What should be happening is they should all be getting busted up by the police for engaging in felonious behavior, but that won't happen. So they will riot and they will burn, and now George Floyd family has made $27 million off of the death of a drug overdose from George Floyd. And so you now have the lawyer, Ben Crump, who's always in all these cases. He's a real dirtbag. You have ambulance chasers, and then you have fake racism chasers. That would be Ben Crump. He says, Mr. Floyd died because the weight of the entire Minneapolis Police Department was on his neck. And he says that this was a violation of George Floyd's rights. Well, I guess he's right. I mean, George Floyd has the right to peacefully and gracefully die from his drug overdose and his heart failure from years of drug overdosing. Oh, bringing controlled substances into the defense's old playbook. He was on a deadly amount of three different drugs. The guy obviously overdosed. He was probably going to die any day soon anyway with the condition his heart was in. And he couldn't handle that event. His heart gave out. His body gave out. He overdosed on drugs. Oh, that's an old defense. Racism is the old defense. You think Derek Chauvin doesn't wake up every day wishing he never met George Floyd? You don't think Derek Chauvin wakes up every day wishing he never became a police officer, wishing he called in sick that day? That's the worst day of Derek Chauvin's life. He's racist. He did it on purpose. It's murder. Lies, lies, lies. George Floyd's family has been enriched to the tunes of probably hundreds of millions of dollars by this event. Greatest thing George Floyd ever did for his family was overdosing on drugs with a police officer's knee on his neck. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that insensitive? Screw you! I don't give a damn! What's insensitive is burning a damn city to the ground. What's insensitive is lying about this event so that you can burn a damn city to the ground and claim it's righteous and just. That's insensitive! Not telling the damn truth about George Floyd. Before the day Floyd died, how much do you think he did to help his family? Oh, but then afterwards, his family loves him now. Yeah, after he made you about $50 million, you love him, don't you? Disgusting. They should donate every cent of that to black communities. They won't do it. Oh, but they will give $500,000 to the George Floyd Memorial Site. Isn't that nice? Wow, how gracious of them. They've made almost $50 million off the death of George Floyd that we even know of. But they're going to give $500,000 to the Floyd Memorial. That's nice. This is so disgusting. This is so disgusting. $27 million settlement with George Floyd's family. So boy, oh boy. Now get ready for this to happen. There will now be probably actually real George Floyd mimic deaths. Will you have people bomb themselves out on drugs, sitting in a car. By the way, George Floyd was in the car, bombed out on drugs. He could have started that vehicle and killed somebody. Oh, that doesn't count. So you watch. You're now going to see, and it won't matter if a white guy does it, but you'll watch. I bet you there's mimic events where black or white, it doesn't matter, but where men will intentionally overdose on drugs and then get into a conflict with police and then hoping they die during the overdose while in the conflict with the police so that they can be enriched. They can enrich their family in the deaths and then become world famous in the process. It's going to become a copycat event now. When you put numbers like 27 million out there, you better damn believe somebody's going to kill themselves with drugs but try to do it during a police confrontation to get that payout. It's kind of like what just happened in Dallas. By the way, where's the mainstream media on this? A black guy in Dallas jail for years. The number off the top of my head is 43, but maybe the guy was 43 years old. I can't remember, but 43 is the year coming in my head. But he goes to jail because, and now they admit, there was a cash reward put out for the suspect in, I think it was a murder case or something. I don't remember the case exactly. And this guy was in jail in Dallas because three men wanted that reward money. And so they turned in this individual, ID'd him during a lineup, and now they've all come out and said, nope, we lied. We just wanted the cash payout. That's all it was. And a man sat in jail for years because of that. Nobody even picked it up. Happened in Dallas this week. He was released. There it is. How a judge decided lies and reward money led a jury to wrongfully convict a Dallas man in deadly robbery. And that man right there, Ben Spencer, black, by the way, media doesn't care about him, sat in jail, an innocent man, for years. Because somebody wanted that reward money. Well, now they just put reward money on you if you die during a police exchange, and it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, man, people will cut themselves and then get into a conflict with police and then bleed out dying from a self-inflicted wound, and the media will still blame the police. And then you'll have the Democrat terrorists burn cities to the ground, and then the city council will say, here's millions of dollars, please. 34 years in jail is what he spent. So I had a little dyslexia in my photographic memory. I said 43 is 34. So you get ready now. Now you've just put reward money. Now you've just issued millions in reward money. If you get killed by police and you're black and the Democrats burn your city to the ground. So you will now see copycat attempts. Now, I don't know if they'll get the payouts, but there will be copycat attempts to stage a wrongful death against police officers, to stage that wrongful death, to get their family millions of dollars when they die.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to 4 248-542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive.
So imagine, George Floyd's family is now going to be living in million-dollar mansions, driving around Bentleys and Ferraris, all because George Floyd died of a drug overdose and heart failure with a police officer's knee on his neck. Wow. And you, the taxpayer, are paying for all of it. It's just out of control, man. This country is so out of control. And the only option is just limited, small government. That's the only solution to any of this. But, of course, what do we see being pushed for? Bigger, more government. And it's all coming from our politicians, mostly the Democrat Party and the media. Now, I have to move on here because this is so key. And I got all these other news stories. I'm going to have to put them on hold, and I'll cover them during the war room coming up, and I'll take your phone calls, too. And I got great guests. But Nick Begich is about to take over on the fourth hour. This is so key, though. Now, nobody other than InfoWars in the media has been reporting on this. And it's really been, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could have the crew go back and find the shows that I did even last week where I dedicated entire shows and segments and titles saying this is a trial vaccine, this is a new technology being tested. And I do so many other radio hits and stuff. I mean, it's like I can't even keep track. But I've been parroting this. We're being tested on. This is a global test. This is a planetary scale trial that you're all being engaged in right now with this, what they're calling a vaccine, which is actually gene therapy. I've been pounding the desk. I've been pulling my hair out. I've been trying to warn people. You are part of an experiment. Worldwide, you're guinea pigs in a messenger RNA experiment. I explain this to people when I talk to them. I rant and hoot and holler on air about it. Sounds crazy, right? Well, maybe if Anthony Fauci told you that, then maybe people would listen. So in an incredible revelation, Anthony Fauci being interviewed on some, I don't even know, like this guy apparently, all this guy does is go on TV and radio. That's literally all this guy does with his big pharmaceutical talking points. The big pharmaceutical whore, Dr. Fauci, for decades, he's been a big pharmaceutical whore, still is. And so he goes on some radio show or YouTube show. I've never seen this or heard of the guy. And the guy's actually asking him real questions. And Fauci admits what InfoWars and what I and Alex Jones and others, guests that come on our shows, have been screaming about, ranting about, warning, dire, sound the alarm. I mean, but see, nobody listens when InfoWars says it. They just will freak out when 10 years later it comes true. But when we actually say it, it's like, ah, forget about it. It's just passe. That's just InfoWars breaking next year's news today. But we'll be in shock and awe in next year or 10 years when all of it comes true. Like, okay. We've been warning you that this is a giant worldwide experiment. People didn't want to listen. Maybe if they hear it from Fauci, maybe then they'd listen. So here's Fauci on some no-name podcast or something. I'm not trying to be insulting towards the guy. I just don't know who it is. So Fauci just has interviews all day long with his big pharmaceutical talking points. And then he has to admit in an interview yesterday that, yes, this is a worldwide experiment. All humans are being used like guinea pigs. This is not a vaccine. But don't take it from me. Don't take it from InfoWars, who's been saying this for months. Here's Fauci admitting it yesterday.
Has this kind of mRNA vaccine technology ever been injected into humans before?
Well, this is the first time, and the good news is that the results are really, really good.
Okay, but in essence, this is an experimental technology.
Well, it's a new technology, and it is proven in a very large group of clinical trials to be safe and highly effective.
Are you completely positive that this new technology is safe? I mean, how can we be sure there won't be long-term effects when these vaccines were seemingly developed so quickly and have only been tested for months and not years?
The speed with which it's been done is a reflection of the extraordinary advances in science, and there was no compromise of safety. But as I said before,
he doesn't know
in
that.
The history of vaccinology, you don't see effects that occur years later. Almost all of the bad effects, as rare as they are, and they are very rare,
no, they're not,
occur between 15 and 45 days from the time you get vaccinated.
Rare? What are you talking about rare? We've had thousands of deaths, tens of thousands of negative side effects. Even Bill Gates admits that. But he even lies during that because he says this is vaccination history. But he admits at the beginning it's not even a vaccine. Now look, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. And so this is such bombshell news. It's not about being vindicated here at InfoWars. We know we're vindicated in everything we say. This is like, the world needs to see this. So I'm like kind of in a pinch myself moment right now. In fact, guys, I need the crew to find out, because I almost don't even believe that's real. Like, that has to be a deep fake. Because if that's real, I mean, it should be game over for these people. The whole world's jaw should drop to the floor and say, what the hell? You just launched an experimental new technology into my body?
that you don't even know long-term tests. You don't know short. You don't know anything. You're admitting it's a brand new technology. Holy crap. InfoWars was right. So I'm like having a pinch myself moment right now. This is too bombshell to even believe. Guys, can we find out what podcast or radio show that was? He's a Mexican actor, a comedian named what now? Eugenio Debres? I'm probably saying that wrong. I just have the crew in my ear. Is there any way you can go on the mic and say this? Because I don't want to butcher it. I mean, but this is confirmed, though. This is real. This is not a deep fake. So that's because, I mean, the crew is telling me it's real. Again, I just found this video. And I mean, I already knew it was real because I saw it and I read the response. But I'm like, it's like pinch myself. Like, this is crazy, man. So, like, I need to, like, double, triple, quadruple, quintuple, octuple down. Like, this is real. Like, this, Fauci just admitted everything we've been telling you for months. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. So, Eugenio Derbez, a Mexican actor, comedian, gets this interview with Fauci somehow. I don't know where or what. Does he have a podcast? Does he have a TV show? And Fauci admits this is a new technology. This is brand new biotechnology that they're testing worldwide right now. They've never done long-term testing. They didn't even do short-term testing. They didn't do animal testing. They did no testing. They're testing it on you right now. And then he admits, this is unbelievable. And then he admits, it's a new technology, so they've never had proper testing. But then when he tries to divert off of the fact it's a giant test with new technology that he admits, he then says, yes, but with the history of vaccinations, we know that effects really only happen during the first month or two. But he admits this isn't even a vaccine. Incredible, folks. Seriously, this is incredible. So I need that video up on Bandout Video just of Fauci, okay? And you got to share this far and wide, folks. I'm telling you, this is the end of Fauci if we make this go viral. This is game over of the whole fake pandemic. This is game over of the whole vaccine. People need to know you are being tested right now. You are part of a worldwide human experiment. This is a new technology. Fauci just admitted it all. He just admitted it all. So I need that video, that minute and a half video or whatever, put it on Bandout Video and title it, Anthony Fauci admits COVID vaccine is new technology never tested before. Anthony Fauci admits COVID vaccine is new technology never tested before. And so that video will go up, just that video. So not with my commentary or anything. And then we'll put up the other video with my commentary too. This needs to go mega, absolute, total viral. It needs to be on Tucker Carlson tonight. It needs to be everywhere. Anthony Fauci admits COVID shot is new technology being tested on humans in live time. Here, you know, look. I just, you know, people are like, oh, how do you do it? How do you do 3 hours a day? How do you do all this? Folks, this is like, no, the challenge here is knowing that everything we talk about is true. That's the challenge. I don't care who it is. Somebody play this on your TV show about admitting it's a giant experiment.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.